By the way, I wanted to run this Keith McPherson take by you here, talking about the Yankees.
Okay.
But I gotta find it, because all we do is, on this WFAN account, is just put out... Here we go, yeah. It's the Yankees culture being soft is what...
So he's the ultimate Yankee fan around here, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's debatable. I probably would say...
And he's calling his team soft?
Yeah, he's calling his team soft.
I was calling my team soft, the Rangers soft at times.
You want the culture one where he's...
Yeah. That's the one I'm looking for here. Yeah, let me hear this.
Let me try this one. Good.
They have developed with these Yankees is soft, where these guys aren't fighting. I don't care if you're huffing and puffing. Go get some water, sit down, breathe deep through your nose and out of your mouth. We need you to come out in the seventh inning. We need you. You don't get the clock out. 88 pitches is not a lot. How do we come up with this number, the 88? And when I mentioned Gerrit Cole in the World Series, I think it was around 88. There were other times where, like, I don't want my starting pitcher to come out at 88 pitches unless he's giving it up.
All right, so is there another one there, Dal?
Yeah, this is the one that where he's on the current culture.
Okay.
The culture that they have developed with these Yankees is soft, where these guys aren't fighting. I just think that they foster this mentality of we're the Yankees, we're good, and they're not. It's not good enough. It's not okay. When you're getting up there and you're swinging for the fences and you're not thinking, when you're running into outs on the base paths, it's not okay. That's not the standard. You're supposed to be the 27-time World Series champions, bah, 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 nah, all this other stuff. Your whole brand is built on winning World Series. We're in a drought in this city from having a parade. And they have the talent to do it. And you know what? They're going to smoke another season of Aaron Judge in his prime, another season of a Giancarlo Stanton that can hit bombs in the postseason, and a bunch of other good players on this team, from Goldschmidt to Belly to Trent Grisham to Ben Rice, and young guys like Dominguez. They're going to smoke another season with a talented team where they can go win it, because the culture is soft as hell.
Yeah.
Wow. So what game did that come after?
This was recently. It was a couple days ago when this happened. So
I think it was off that Rodon game where he came out
after 88 pitches. Now,
and he said he was huffing and puffing.
All right, the only thing I'm going to say about that was that one of those incredibly hot days.
I think it was in Cincinnati, right? So I don't know what the weather was.
I told you, if it's hot here, it's hot there. Hot there, it is like oppressive hot.
Right.
So every athlete's different. Every pitching staff is different, and I understand where Keith is coming from with the pitch counts and all this other crap.
Yeah, but the second one where he's talking about there's no fight in the team and the culture being soft and all that stuff. Yeah, but I know, but I feel like we fall back on that all the time.
But the other thing too, though, is that they have just gone through what the Mets have gone through. They both were losing at the same time. Remember,
take is specifically 2025 related.
You think this is like something that's been building up?
Yeah, because when you're talking about culture, it means that it's been going on. And I know that he, blamed Aaron Boone a little bit in his take as well about, no one's afraid of Aaron Boone. He's too much of a friend, and that kind of takes the edge off the team. I understand where he's coming from. Yeah, but I feel like the players on that team were edgier than the players on this team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Trent Grisham's pretty edgy. Ben Rice is a kid.
Well, Jazz is
edgy. Yeah. Aaron Judge is great, and he goes out and plays hard every single game. I mean, I'm not the Yankee fan that he is, so when I call my Ranger team soft, I can understand where a frustrated fan base could be saying those things. But if he thinks that it's Aaron Boone running a country club organization, what's the answer? What's the replacement? And it's not going to happen now.
No, it's not going to happen now. I mean, unless they lost like 25 games in a row, it's not happening now.
You know, when I listened, even when right towards the end of the year when Peter Laviolette, and you could see the team wasn't listening anymore, and you could see that they checked out. In NHL, it's pretty easy to see that. And then you hear Michael Pekka, a former assistant on that staff, talking about all the things that were going on around the team. You know you got a clean house and you got to start over in terms of like the coaching staff. And it's an obvious thing to see. Like, we didn't see that with Tom Thibodeau. I don't see that with Aaron Boone, but then again, I'm not watching every single game and every single move that he's making.